Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
Phone lines are open for Jump.ca, your Sastel authorized dealer. Call or text for any reason this morning. How was getting around traffic yesterday with that anti-carbon tax truck convoy through town? Did it hold you up? I actually thought it was pretty slick going. The city police did a great job getting it through town. So I have to give the Regina Police Service a good tip of the hat there. I thought they did an awesome job, so good on them. Coming up, we'll talk about the anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death and also sounds that annoy you, including this new car alarm challenge that I want you to take part in for a chance to win Alice in Chains tickets. Hey, Queen City Rocks week 3 last night. It was great. I was there for the first couple of bands, but like I always say, you know, doing mornings, I always got to get the hell out of there. And the first two groups, Satisfaction Overload was up first, and then Durwood and the Renegades were second. Now, I was only there for them, and they were really, really, really good. And when I found out Weapons won it, they were third up in the night, I believe, then I knew that they must be really good if they beat out Satisfaction Overload and Durwood and the Renegades. So, congratulations to Weapons. They are moving on to the final coming up on the 18th of April, so 2 weeks from yesterday. It's the, I guess, Thursday before Good Friday. So you're going to have Friday off. You can party, have a lot of fun. I know we always tend to have a lot of fun that night as well. We, all the judges and stuff, we always get together after and have a good time. So Queen City Rocks, again, the final coming up on April 18th. Weapons moving on. Satisfaction Overload, by the way, they opened the night and they did get the wild card. So they're going to the final as well. They may not have won a runoff week, but the judges figured they are worthy of being in the final. So we'll see it all go down. It's going to be a good time. Again, April 18th, put it in your calendar right now. Thank you to all of our sponsors. You can find them at thewolfrocks.com.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's Chad and Ballsy. Ballsy will be back in on Monday. Today is the 25th anniversary of Kurt Cobain's death. Yeah, 25 years ago already. It's crazy, right? Yeah. MTV was around at that time, and I remember a news headline going across the screen saying that Kurt Cobain had died. And it was a really weird moment, because it's when you realize, and you know, even back in 1994, depression was not as much in the forefront as it is now, you know what I mean? So it was a shocker for everybody when a man who was bulletproof, who wouldn't die no matter how many drugs he took, died, ironically, from a gunshot, self-inflicted. That depression could take somebody who we thought was, you know, couldn't die. It was the weirdest thing, right? He was a hero. He was a musical icon, and he was gone just like that, just like that quick. It was a crazy moment for a lot of people. But what's your Kurt Cobain memory? You know what I mean? Like, you look back at it, and there's one memory of Kurt Cobain that just sticks out. Maybe even it might even be a visual. There, I have a couple of visuals. One is, of course, him sitting on stage at MTV Unplugged with that sweater on, right? And his left-handed acoustic guitar. That's an iconic memory. And also, when Nirvana played Reading in the UK, he came out on stage in a wheelchair and collapsed, and he was wearing this lab coat. And that memory was huge to me, but it was made even bigger when I went down to Vegas. This was, I don't know, maybe 6-7 years ago. And I was walking through the Hard Rock Casino, and I just looked to the left, and I went, holy crap, that's the Kurt Cobain lab coat that he wore on stage. And I thought, this guy was an icon, and his lab coat is here on display in a smoky casino? I thought it was the weirdest thing. It made me a little sad almost. But what's your Kurt Cobain moment?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Back in the 90s, late 90s, we did this thing in school about all the different TV videos that were on at the time, and Smells Like Teen Spirit was one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, really remember all the chicks with their pom-poms and all this stuff. At that age, I was like 12 years old, and I really didn't understand all of it, but it was an awesome song.
Good morning, The Wolf.
So that iconic photo where he's wearing this black and white, he's got the cigarette in his mouth, the fur coat,
yeah,
those funky white glasses.
Like, right.
Such an iconic picture. And then I guess my second one, I agree with yours with the Unplugged, you know, in MTV Unplugged in New York.
And you know what was so great about that Unplugged photo is it looked like he just didn't care. You know what I mean? Like he was there and he had this like ratty sweater with a hole in it. And
yeah.
You know, and it looked like he hadn't even showered that day.
Yeah. And that album was basically the start of my my album collection, like that tape.
Yeah.
It was the first thing, and then that kind of spawned into CD when CD started to make a big headway.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Hashtag car alarm challenge. I know it's ridiculous, but it's trending online right now. People reenacting car alarms with their voice like this. Cam Dixon, I'm going to give you a shot at Alice in Chains tickets.
Right on.
All right. Do you understand how it's done?
Yeah, you basically do a Chris Cornell with some audio slaves.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, exactly. You do. Okay. The, yeah. So give it a go, but let's see how well you can do it. I'm not sure what that is. I don't. Let's say you got to get closer to the phone. Don't be afraid to get loud here.
Okay.
And you gotta do the all day. So you gotta, okay. Yeah, do that on the neck. This is painful. I regret doing this immediately.
How's that one?
It was there. It was there. Screw it. I'm sending you to Alice in Chains in Saskatoon coming up on April 15th at TCU Place.
Awesome. Wolf rocks. Woo!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The thing about working here at The Wolf, and I'm sure your workplace is a lot like this, you never want to show your kryptonite. You never want your coworkers to know your weakness because you will forever be bugged by it. I found young Brock's weakness just this past week, actually. It was on Wednesday. We were in here, and when I do the show, I do all my paper. I've got a lot of paperwork in front of me, and I actually do it in a red Sharpie, which might sound weird, but I need it to be my notes to be written brightly so I can see them, and there's never an issue. I found out that young Brock hates the sound of a Sharpie writing. Like that sound? Yeah. It was driving him crazy throughout the morning. And he didn't tell me, actually, I'll give him credit. He didn't tell me until like 2 days in him covering mornings that it was bugging him. Then that's just a weird one, right? That's a weird sound not to like. And I do this. I play it over and over again because I hope Brock is listening right now. What's your sound kryptonite? When you hear it, it automatically just drives you crazy. Like I'm talking... makes you leave the room, gives you the chills, makes you want to snap. What's your annoying sound, Brock? We know it's that one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So good.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning. Worst sound ever has to be chewing with your mouth open.
Oh.
That is the grossest and the worst.
Oh, thank you for saying that.
Oh, it just immediately sets me off, turns my stomach.
That's my kryptonite. And people who like chew coffee or liquids?
Yeah.
You've run into these people too?
They slurp.
Oh!
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Young Brock can't stand the sound of a Sharpie writing on paper, and it's just such a weird thing. Now, I was planning on playing a whole bunch of sound effects for you guys, but after playing that Sharpie on the air, I've realized that I enjoy you as listeners, and I would like to keep you around, so I'm not going to do that. But a lot of these cringy sounds make you cringe just at the thought of them. Some great suggestions coming in on the text line at 936-WOLF. Matt F. says this. This is a weird one. The sound of children playing. One or two is okay. Any more than that, and it drives me crazy. Schools are the worst. Okay. Kim, listening online from Newfoundland. Hey, welcome. Sounds that drive you insane. Someone dragging a fork or other utensil across their teeth gives me the shivers and makes my brain twitch. I get it. Or like, of course, a fork on a plate or anything like that. This one, an anonymous texter, but it says, I have a couple annoying sounds. I hate the sound of when I'm sitting beside someone who's eating something crunchy and their jaw emphasizes the crunch. I also hate it when people eat corn on the cob and they breathe through their nose. And it's like they've never eaten corn on the cob in their life. That's a very personal one, I think. I think that's from like a really personal experience. Ashley says, the sound of taking food out of the freezer. Really? To clarify, the sound of it rubbing against ice. Oh, I gotcha. Or high heels walking on snow. And finally, Roy says, Chad, dude, the sound of tearing paper hits me right in the central nervous system. You can't imagine the agony I went through in art class. I defy you to slowly rip a piece of paper right now and not cringe. How is that, Roy?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
This tends to be the busiest weekend of the year for me when it comes to emceeing things. Last year, I emceed the Paragon Awards, and then the next night it was the Bethune Sports Gala. I'm doing the Bethune Sports Gala tomorrow again with Ballsy. That'll be fun. But last year was a difficult one. We're preparing to get ready for the Paragon Awards, myself and Lee Jones of CTV. And we're just kind of talking about, you know, what we're going to do that evening as we, you know, give a little bit of kudos to businesses here in town. Then I notice Lee's on his phone a lot. So I go up to Lee. I say, what's up? And he just goes, I just figured you should know that there's been a really horrible accident. It's northern Saskatchewan. It's the Humble Broncos were involved in it. And I hear it's not good. And I just go, okay, well, you know, keep me up to date. If you find anything, let me know. Now, we're in media, so we kind of get the heads up on some stuff from the police just to prepare. And we're hearing that there are a lot of casualties. At first, I had heard like 6. And then that number grew exponentially. Then I hear 14. And your heart just drops. You just think there's no way that this can take out almost an entire hockey team. And it's young kids like that. So now we're caught in this situation where we need to address it in front of the crowd. And Lee and I have no idea how to do this. I mean, this is something we've never done, and we don't know what to do. So we just go, like a Band-Aid, we just take it off, and we just say it. And you could see everybody in the room already knew. Because of social media, I mean, it's just everywhere, right? And this event just brings a certain heaviness to you, doesn't it? Like, just thinking about finding out about it last year just makes you feel a certain way. And there's no way to avoid it. I didn't even know how to bring it up this morning, honestly. I knew I had to. Yeah, you have to address it. But I'm thinking to myself, do I want to make a big deal of this? Because we're healing as a province. I know a lot of people in Humboldt, because it's close to my hometown, they don't really like talking about it anymore. They want to move on, and that's fair. I understand that. I get that, you know? I think a lot of us do. There is some good that's come out of this. The Logan Boulay story, the fact that he signed up to be a donor days before the accident, and then went on to save, I believe it was 5 lives, that's pretty amazing. The new safety standards brought in for semis and truck drivers, that's good news. We might have seatbelts on buses. Probably something that should have been thought about. Not to mention the humanity that came on. Just how everybody came together afterward. You know? How they raised millions of dollars for the families through GoFundMe. Setting records. That's pretty unbelievable. So, there's a heaviness about this weekend that we're all going to experience at some point. But there should be a pride. There should be pride in us as a province, pride in Humboldt, and pride in the Humboldt Broncos as an organization. So remember the bad, but make a point of remembering the good this weekend.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
The most random moment ever just happened to me. I go out to plug my meter, and I recognize a white-haired man walking across the street. And I go, why do I know that guy? He's staring back at me. You know, I'm staring at him, kind of doing the, what the hell? It's Keith Morrison. Like from Dateline? In Regina, walking around. I'm just like, what the hell is he doing here? And then I start thinking, am I about to be murdered? Is he here to do a story on me? Did I die? Am I Patrick Swayze's character in Ghost? Ends up I'm alive. You know, I walked into the station and I immediately said, can you guys see me? They said, yes. I said, oh, thank God. Anyway, no, it was true. And I was like, did I see that? And then other coworkers said, yeah, no, that's him. Guaranteed that's him. Weird. Super strange who you see walking around. And then I was told, hey, man, you should get him to come in. Say hi to him. And I go, no, he's intimidating. He's an actual broadcaster. Me, I'm not. Like right now, I'm about to talk about National Beer Day. That's not something Keith Morrison would do. Maybe he would sit and have a beer. Maybe he'd have a beer with me. Throwing it out there, Keith Morrison. Anytime.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.